I'm after the bag.
But I have been keeping a ledger.
I said, I wrote a song. Okay, here comes the sun. Come out with that.
But this is a all-weather notepad with waterproof paper.
I was only like 14 years old.
Wow.
So it doesn't just get dissolved.
Really?
But look, I have instances in my life.
And then they wrote a song.
Where cops harass me right here. You know what I'm saying? Keep me out of Delta Park for 3 days.
Well, I chewed that one up.
Want some blue tape? Don't give me black tape. Answer, I got some, I got a Sharpie. Our Coke gas station, Delta Park, denies me a cup of water for the dog. Okay? And I have, Clue owes me 93 cents. My boy bought Omar almost.
Early morning, love.
Too easy degrading homeless people. And then I have, this is my fucking offside bet, football picks. I got some offside bets here. And then I got Thursday, September 11th, that's where Fred Meyer Security make me move 10 inches, corner, interstate, low, Dunbar.
They made him move 10 inches, yeah, that's always for me, dude. They'd be like, look, I even, just don't obstruct pedestrians, just don't obstruct the traffic.
That's great.
And then, 10 inches. That's how much they fucking got in my. I already measured it. And then I got my friend's number, and then September 11th, two Portland cops arresting Winston with their number from our interstate number.
Oh, good, you got their number.
Around 12:30 on September 11th, 2004, I, Tanya, tried to go into the Arco between at Delta Park for an employee of Arco was walking around the corner. I replied, excuse me, I'm trying to go to use the bathroom.
Right,
his reply was that he meant to smack me and knock me down and do me some harm. He did. He had small braids in his hair and a Celtic jersey on and was black with an accent. On September 11th, Alf and I were arguing yesterday when he attacked me and grabbed my favorite Grateful Dead necklace and threw it in the bushes. Yeah, I found it though. I guess Nazi cocksucker Red and his whore bag girlfriend owe me one rim for a bike after their dog thieving asses are kicked. Because they fucking kicked my fucking rims. And then it says Carrie Ann says she was passed out in Delta Park and Officer Haas in harassment duly informed her about RJ was being held a couple years. Sleeping is not a crime.
Sleeping is not a crime.
And then I've been here. So there's my old picks that I picked. We're lost. We're done. And then Apple arrested. Kelly comes with Mitchell and Stat starts pilfering through his shit. But then Rich, Indy, Tanya, I won money on that one too. So here's my football picks for Sunday. Thursday, this is a dollar game. My heels are going to run. And this is Sunday. This was a 25 cents a game. And this is Mondays.
Oh, groove.
Yeah. And I said, Arco parking lot. Same black guy from the other day, threatened to slap me down and do me harm when I asked him what the problem was. He said, bitch. When I said, went into Arco, talked to the owner, Nassau. Pointed out black guy to inform him of his ongoing situation, Owner told me he would have to talk with him and that we would need it to respect each other. Right here. ODOT informs me that they will be spraying poison herbicide in the area and asks how better to inform people homeless about the toxins they will administer. After talking to the Arco boss, said black guy, who was threatening me, apologized, said he was having a bad day. I understand, and called it good.
Oh, well, that's good. Oh. Yeah, he was just like, look at this.
Yeah, I gotta talk to his boss.
And then, wait, this is the guy who works there? He's the guy who works there? Said black guy.
Yeah.
Wow, unbelievable. You see, this guy, the fucking guy who works there, is fucking toppling all over you.
He apologized. Called it good.
Yeah.
I am behind Arco just recently.
That's our boy.
You didn't
eat? Yeah. And the Portland police came cruising up. No, get away. I said, get away. They said someone's... Not me, stole some wine. I said, it's not me. Fuck you. Well, I still don't like the cops. So, like, I'm keeping a ledger. And there's shit that goes on in my day.
I don't mind. At least they told you about the poison.
Well, everybody needs one with
them. They need to do that all the time. Because they poison people all the time. Yeah. Like they pretty. How do they administer it with a crop duster?
No, just spray like a like a fucking
Either they have my god, this is a great song. Hold on.
A sugar spray or a backpack.
Oh right, with the overhead.
What's their excuse for it? That it's insecticide to kill bugs?
Herbicide to kill invasive plants.
Oh man, see that's great because that's they legislate that thing under the auspices of that they're doing some environmental shit, but they're actually poisoning endemic natural species of human beings for the cause of saying that they're crop dusting fucking living people trying to say that it's some kind of conservation measure. Wow, that's stunning.
I got it written down. And you know what, I'm gonna tell you what, I said, this will hold up in a court of law.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, we gotta find a public advocate lawyer and take that whole thing to court in case and sue the city and provide for people who they're poisoning.
That would make me not homeless anymore.
Exactly, that would make you not homeless in a heartbeat.
Yeah. You wanna help me? Thank you.
I do. Awesome.
Except for I have a disease. She got two. And the thing was, it's like, I talked to several people, like, my immune system probably worked with it, but look at the scars I have all over my fucking body from this shit.
Yeah.
And it was in that hospital. And I said, you know what? I go, look, I go, this shit's bullshit. And I go, I'm tired of this shit. But the one lady said, look, here, I thought about this shit, go, what they do. And so I heard, though, my friend Justin, who lives over in Vancouver, and he's always on the news. But they were like, these people got it from fucking Vancouver, and it's a rare disease. I go, well, it's not rare anymore because it's spreading like wildfire. Everybody. I go, and the thing is, it's like, they don't know what the fuck it is. It's not sad.
Right? I know what it is right now. I can say what it is
it's
right
zombie-itis.
Now.
It's zombieitis. We call it zombieitis. Yeah. That's what we've been calling it.
For all you know, they actually... What?
Sorry to break up this fucking dynamic duo, but your fine says you only have $200 fine.
Yeah, but I still have to pay restitution for the fucking sign.
Oh, I see.
And that's another matter. My lawyer said if they come back trying to give you some bullshit jive that it's $400, then we'll say, fuck you. Fucking, it's just like the copper said, it's $183 or whatever. You know, I'm thinking about jumping back into that thing and fucking protesting it. Because the nolo contende, you still reserve right to go back on it. Even though you get a guilty conviction, but don't you have the opportunity to contest the matter in the future. Yeah, I'm going to appeal it. Because I'm so upset with myself that I copped their plea. 18 months probation? Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah.
They coerced me into copying their play by offering all this jail time. You could spend a million years in jail and blah, blah, blah.
That's actually when they ask you, hey, look, have you been threatened or offered promises based on your plea? And that's when you should say, yeah, in your case, you should have said, yes, I've been strong-armed into this fucking thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Wow.
Thing?
Yeah, let's you know, bring our constitutional rights to this city, this municipality, and it'll upturn a lot of ugly stuff that's probably going on nationwide, where they're poisoning, maybe even, who knows, with biological fucking shit, saying they're spraying leaves. But I think what may happen is that it's like Agent Orange and fucking weird shit in Iraq where they're using a chemical toxin where they're not necessarily using biowarfare, but the chemical agent that they use will mutate bacteria and whatever with people that'll cause a genetic change in the bacteriums that does that to your arm. And your legs. All up and down them. Wow. Yeah. Damn.
At both sides.
Fuck.
That shit was no joke. They're spraying. This shit. Because, you know...
They're giving everybody zombieitis, man.
We call it zombieitis over in Delta Park. Because Billy had it on his rib, and he had a big, huge bubble on his hand. It was gross and disgusting. But no, we call it zombieitis, because we're like, look at this zombie shit. Man, because it's like these little ulcers. Look, I thought I might be getting it again, but it went away.
Dude, I have it too. Look at this.
Yeah, I know. I saw that shit.
I got another spot.
They said it's a rare disease, but it's highly contagious. I said, well, it ain't rare anymore.